From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso. Greek officials said Tuesday the government reached an agreement with international creditors on terms for a new bailout. Several details, however, remain to be worked out, but the bulk of what is expected to be a $94 billion package was complete, according to officials. Greece's parliament is now expected to vote on the measure by Thursday, with Eurozone finance ministers potentially giving their support by Friday. China's central bank devalued its currency Tuesday in what it said was a one-time move to make rates more market-oriented. The yuan is allowed to fluctuate 2% above or below a central point set daily by the People's Bank of China. This is analyst Francis Luan.
If you have a 10% devaluation, then it might mean something, but 2% devaluation, if you follow by the wages and then the cost structure, etc., it has actually minimal effect on the economy.
Tuesday's move follows the announcement that China's July exports were down more than 8% from the same time last year. A Japanese power company restarted a nuclear reactor on Tuesday. It's the first one to come back online under new safety regulations that were put in place following the 2011 Fukushima disaster. Kyushu Electric Power Company said it expects the reactor at its Sendai facility to be generating power by Friday and will be at full capacity by next month. However, there were several protesters gathered outside the gates. This is VOA News. Turkey's military said Tuesday that warplanes had carried out airstrikes against 17 Kurdish rebel targets in southeastern Turkey. A statement said the strikes focused on the Kurdistan Workers' Party in Hakkari province. That province borders Iraq and Iran. The airstrikes follow a deadly series of attacks on Monday that left four officers dead and a soldier in neighboring Sirnak province. Overnight, Kurdish rebels attacked a military post in Sirnak, killing a Turkish soldier. The United States is calling on both Afghanistan and Pakistan to work together to defeat violent extremism, hoping recent Taliban attacks would not set back efforts aimed at promoting Afghan peace and reconciliation. The Afghan president is accusing Pakistan of fostering the spike in insurgent attacks on Afghanistan. Ayaz Gul has details.
President Ashraf Ghani's criticism follows a series of attacks in Kabul during the past week, including Monday's suicide car bombing near the city's international airport. The violence has killed dozens of people and wounded hundreds more. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for most of the attacks. During televised remarks, Mr. Ghani alleges Pakistan remains a venue and ground from which messages of war are being sent to Afghanistan. Ayaz Gul, Islamabad.
Ferguson, Missouri was on edge again Monday night, a day after a protest marking the anniversary of the shooting death of Michael Brown ended with gunshots and the critical wounding of another black teenager. VOA's Kane Farabaugh, who is in Ferguson, says police have arrested at least two people after a scuffle ensued when protesters tried to take over the center of a busy intersection. Meanwhile, John Belmar is the St. Louis County Police Chief.
These are tragedies, make no mistake. It's a tragedy for the man who was shot. It is a tragedy for his family. It's a tragedy for the officers who were involved in this.
Meanwhile, the Associated Press said one of its video journalists was part of a crowd that was doused with pepper spray by police as they tried to clear the street. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has signed an official court document that declares that she has turned over all relevant emails sent on her personal email account while serving as the top U.S. diplomat. Clinton is seeking the 2016 Democratic presidential nomination, and she's been under scrutiny in recent months after it was revealed that she used her personal email account to send official messages. The U.S. Justice Department is considering an investigation into a possible compromise of sensitive information in Clinton's emails, but said it would not be a criminal investigation. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.